T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning.
You know, it's weird that there are some days where there are like 18 different national holidays, and then days like today, I don't think there's anything going on.
There's got to be something.
Well, I did a little deep dive. I had to go deep on this one. I had to go to an alternate source because the official national day calendar lists nothing for August the 5th. But today is International Traffic Light Day.
Okay.
It is believed that the first electric traffic light began working on the state in 1914 in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Today's also National Oyster Day, Booker.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. You just don't like oysters. So I feel like you read it and it just went in one eye and out the other.
Maybe. So back to the traffic signals.
Yeah.
On the earliest traffic signals, what word did not appear? This is a fun little trivia for you, okay? Go, proceed, or caution?
Proceed.
The answer is go. The early signals only had signs that said proceed or caution. The other sign obviously said stop. How about that?
Today is also National Underwear Day.
Are you sure about all this?
100%.
Today's National Underwear
Day. National Underwear. Guess what I'm wearing right now?
Underwear. Well, that's good,
Sarah. You know what? It's not clean, but that's okay. It was as of last night.
Well, hold on. You're wearing dirty underwear
I took a shower last night. I slept in it, and I'm still wearing it.
Okay, that's a little gross.
Is that gross?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
But it was clean last night.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I've worn it for like 6 hours.
But you're going to wear it all day, all night. So you're basically going to wear your underwear for a day and a half.
Because eventually I'll go home and work out.
Yeah.
I'll take a shower and put on new underwear.
And then carry it through to the next morning?
Yeah.
That's gross. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks for listening.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
The Norwegian Cruise Line has halted operations after 36 crew members and 4 passengers tested positive for coronavirus this week. Really? Norway? You're running a cruise line already? I know things are better in Europe than they are here, but a cruise line is the last thing you should reopen. Right after cuddle parties and harmonica rentals, really? I mean, a ship itself is bad enough, but cruises also stop and drop off the virus in every coastal town like a giant Motley Crue tour bus.
All right, I'm going to ask you a really stupid question, but that is the nature of the show. We ask stupid questions. So when you load the dishwasher, let me ask you, do you load the dishwasher?
Yes, okay. And I unload it almost every single day.
Wow,
there's
look
a thing
at you.
Going around on Instagram where it's like every morning I wake up and I cook and then I clean the kitchen and then I cook again and then I clean the kitchen again and then I cook again and then I clean the kitchen again.
Well, girlfriend, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, hallelujah.
So I do the same. I'm a dishwasher loader, and I have this OCD about loading the dishes. I always scrub the dishes, at least get all the crap off the dishes, and then I load them in. So I clean every single plate before I put it in because I don't like the idea of putting gunky stuff inside the dishwasher. Make sense?
Well, it starts to smell after a while.
What do you mean?
Like if you're putting gunky plates in there and they're going to sit in there for 3 days.
Well, no.
They start to smell.
Very rarely does anything sit in our dishwasher for more like a day, maybe two tops.
Oh.
Anyway, this is about as win-win as it gets. You could do a better job washing the dishes by being lazier. So check this out, Sarah. According to a cleaning expert in Australia, you should stop rinsing dishes before you put them in the dishwasher because that can make them wind up less clean.
Fake news. There's no way.
All right, let me tell you why.
I don't believe that.
Here's why. Most modern dishwashers, and I've read this, have sensors that figure out just how dirty the dishes are and then adjust things like water temperature and jet pressure to match. So when you rinse off your dishes, even though they're still pretty dirty, the dishwasher senses that they're clean and only uses a light wash.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of BS because let's say you make a fettuccine Alfredo and then the cheese on the dish, you don't wash it away. It just becomes this crusty, hard that I can't even scrub off. Like if I just leave my dishes and I don't clean them immediately and I leave them in the sink overnight, then the cheese gets like hard and crusty. And then the next day I'm like scrubbing with all my might to get that off. A dishwasher can't do that.
Okay, I feel you and I hear you. And that's why I'm going to pass along their advice. Instead of rinsing your dishes, they say scrape off that cheese, the solid food, before you load the dishes, but that's it. Don't actually wash the plate. Just scrape off the excess gunk and then load it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's a win-win.
I still don't like it.
Okay, I know you don't like it.
Because it's still a smelly dishwasher.
Sure, but that's what the Australian says.
Okay, how about for me?
Yeah.
I have an old dishwasher.
Okay, well
it
then.
It doesn't have fancy sensors,
then, well, there you go.
I'm going to scrub.
Scrub away, girlfriend. Us and our
Thank
modern
you.
Dishwashers are just going to start getting the gunk off and loading it up.
Well, good for you.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
After Mississippi announced it would retire its flag because it features a Confederate symbol, the state said yesterday it has received almost 3,000 proposals for the redesign, including some that featured Elvis Presley, Kermit the Frog, and beer cans, added officials, plus some other ones. But, you know, those three were definitely the best.
Sometimes the person you're dating does something that makes you wonder, is that sweet or is that creepy? Then you're on the fence with the question, keeper or creeper?
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na, 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 na.
Hey, Sarah, say hi to Dion.
Hi, Dion.
Hi, Sarah.
Dion has gone out on a few dates with a guy and recently found out something that makes her question whether or not he's a keeper or a creeper. Don't worry, we're going to decide for you, but we have to know what has got you questioning.
Okay, so we went on a few dates. And I just added him on Instagram. And, you know, I'm doing a little bit of Instagram stalking. But I didn't have to look far because I'm telling you, like, almost all, I'd say like 99% of his entire feed is pictures with his sister. And,
okay,
that's fine. Like, I'm glad you have a good relationship with your sister. But they look like a couple. And even the way they pose, it makes them look like a couple. Like if I had just randomly come across his page, I would have immediately thought that he was married to this woman. And
who's his sister?
I'm on the fence about it.
So is the question, is it creepy that he's so tight-knit with his sister? Or I don't know if the guy I'm dating is in a relationship, but calling her his sister.
Ew, I didn't even think of that as a possibility.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Booker, the question is...
That it was for his sister.
Yeah. It's all about, is it creepy that all of the pictures of his sister look like it's his girlfriend? Is that creepy? Or is it just like, oh, that's so sweet?
I guess what I'm asking is, are we positive that this is his sister?
Yes, I would bet money that I don't really have on it. I really do think it is his sister, which is why... It feels like it might border on creepy.
All right, Sarah Osborne, I'm very steadfast in this.
Are you? Because I am not. Should you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
I think it's great that he's got a great relationship with his sister. Why would that be creepy at all? No, ma'am. He 100% is a...
Keeper.
Got a great relationship with his sibling. What is wrong with that? So do you, Sarah.
Ooh. I do, but my brother, if you look at my Instagram feed, we have like two pictures together in total.
And I mean, that is because you live in completely different cities. If you lived in the same city, you'd be together every day.
We lived in the same city for 18 years of my life, and we didn't take that many photographs together. And we go on vacations together all the time, and we don't take that many photographs together. And nobody would think we were a couple. Okay. I don't think, by the way we like stand. We're not like all up on each other.
I would never characterize you guys as a couple, but there are some brothers and sisters that look like, wow, y'all would be so cute together.
I think about Friends, and there was this episode where I believe Courtney Cox was dating a dude who was really close to his sister, and they were like taking baths together. I don't know. Like, for me, it would just be like, oh, great. Like, not only do I have to probably worry about a guy who's close with his mom, but like sister too, like she's always going to be up in the relationship. I don't know. I think it's creepy.
Creeper.
Well, we got one creeper and one keeper. I guess, Dion, this is for you to decide. Right now, if you had to make a decision, if you were straddling one side of the fence a little bit more, what would it be?
I have got to go with Sarah on this. I just think it's creepy.
All right. Well, there
you
go.
It is creepy. It really is.
In the end, you have to follow your gut. So he's a creep.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
I guess we're all at the point where all rules are out the window during the pandemic, because macaroni and cheese now counts as a breakfast food.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
Take a listen to this.
It's morning. The sun is shining. Your kids are... So give yourself a break and give them Kraft mac and cheese for breakfast.
A survey by Kraft found 56% of parents are letting their kids eat mac and cheese for breakfast more often right now. So Kraft is embracing the idea by giving out special edition boxes that say macaroni and cheese breakfast instead of macaroni and cheese dinner.
So this is what's happening in our house, because I have two teenage stepdaughters that sometimes don't get up till 2, 3, 4 o'clock. And like, so different than me. Like, I wake up and I'm like, give me food. Sometimes they won't eat their first meal until like 4 or 5. So like, they'll eat ramen, mac and cheese. Like, there's no cereal or breakfast foods. They go straight on into dinner.
Well, that makes sense. And so does this, actually. I'm kind of on board because of this. You can enter to win one by tweeting out hashtag KMC for breakfast or hashtag sweepstakes. Each box comes with a magnet that lists different breakfast recipes, like topping it with bacon and eggs or crumbled sausage.
See, crumbled sausage, that's what I was going to say. I bet crumbled sausage and Kraft mac and cheese, a little ketchup on the side. Sounds good.
I'm all aboard. Well, we have very, very unique hours. So we tend to eat very, very early in the morning. You know, by 8 o'clock, a big old burger sounds good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm on board with this. That's the new hot thing. By the way, at Walmart, Flamin' Hot Cheetos mac and cheese has been spotted.
Yeah.
Oh, you've already been seeing it?
I've heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Kraft macaroni and cheese, the new breakfast food.
Okay, so we have a couple things coming to our television at home. Who's the Boss? Coming back with Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano. They have both signed on, at least as full-time cast members. They are developing Who's the Boss sequel, while they'll reprise their roles as Tony and Samantha. Judith Light might come back. She's been invited, but right now they're still working out the details. Okay, here's what I really care about, though. Mulan, you know, had to be postponed because of the pandemic. It is now going straight to Disney Plus next month, but not only do you need a subscription, but it'll cost $30 on top of your regular subscription.
That's ridiculous.
So it's happening September 4th, but I guess they're thinking like, look, if you went to the movie with your kids, there's three of you, two of you, four of you, you're going to be spending $30 here. This way is one fee for the whole family.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm not going to the theater. I'm staying at home.
I know, but they got to make their money, Booker, because this was going to be their big summer blockbuster. I guess the question is, would you rather wait for Mulan for a whole nother year so you can see it in the theater, or do you want to see it now?
Ironically, this is weird that we're bringing up Mulan, because this is the hot movie in my house right now.
Oh, so good.
The kids love Mulan. I struggle with spending $20 for the brand new release films
that
you could stream at home. $30 is a little ridiculous.
Well, and here's, you know, Disney says, oh, this is one-off. It's a one-off. It's only one time. Yeah, right. Y'all are going to make millions of dollars. And if this pandemic continues, as I'm sure it will, they're going to be like, oh, maybe $40 next time.
Interestingly enough, Disney Plus is doing so well. They're up to 60 million subscribers just after 9 months. They're number three when it comes to streaming behind Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Wow.
Put in perspective, Netflix has 193 million subscribers.
Cool.
I did the math. They're making billions of dollars a month.
Guess what? They're still billions of dollars in debt.
Well, yeah, because they're spending so much money on original programming, but they'll catch up. Kraft is trying to make macaroni and cheese a breakfast food, and Who's the Boss is getting a reboot, and Mulan is going straight to Disney Plus next month, but it's going to cost you $30 on top of your subscription. That's what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 or streaming anywhere you listen to music on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Kraft is replacing the word dinner with breakfast on its iconic blue macaroni and cheese box. Yeah, new for breakfast, yeah. I'm excited about it because now I can finally stop melting Kraft singles on my Cheerios.
So my birthday is coming up. It's a big one.
I'm surprise.
4-0.
People are shocked
zero
when they find out your age because you do not look like you're in your late 30s. You certainly do not look like you're 40.
Yeah, I'm going to be 40. It's weird. I feel like I'm still 20, so it's super weird. Anyway, my love language is definitely like gift giving. But when I say gift giving, it's not that I need someone to like spend money on me. It's more that I wanted them to spend time thinking about
the kind of gift that would make you happy.
Yeah, or like how to spend the day with me. Something that would like mean something. It doesn't mean that they have to go out and spend like a lot of money. It could be something very small, but it's more about like when I give gifts, I take a lot of time. I find a lot of joy in finding a gift that I think somebody will truly love. And
right.
It's not always just like an object, right?
Okay.
Like it could be where we go to eat, or it could be the cake that I make them, or, you know, surprising them with something.
Yes.
And so I don't like to tell people what it is that I want for my birthday because, number one, I don't know. And like giving a list of like, well, I want a Lululemon jacket and I would like, you know, this dress from Nordstrom is so boring because then it's just like a transaction, right? It's like, what do you want for your birthday? This. Cool. Done. And then you open it up on your birthday and you're like, oh, cool. It's the jacket that I said I wanted. And when I was little and I had no money, you know, when I'm like 5, okay, you tell your parents what you want. But now that like I can buy my own stuff, it's just like not fun. So like people keep asking me, my mom, what do you want for your birthday? I don't know. Figure it out. Like you figure it out. That's not on me. That's on you.
See, I completely disagree.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I am a huge fan of that. I want a list. I actually like making lists around the holidays of this is exactly what I want, or I would like a list from you of exactly what you would want. And yes, it's a little bit anticlimactic.
Boring.
Not boring because you're still opening up a package and you really don't know what's inside. But then imagine the surprise when it's something that you absolutely want. That to me is a perfect gift, something that you're going to use, that you're going to get a great amount of enjoyment from. That's the whole purpose behind a gift. Leaving it to someone's own devices is hit or miss. It's like spinning a roulette wheel. Maybe you'll land on black, but you can also 50-50 chance of landing on red or green. So the only way to be 100% sure that you're truly going to love the gift is to take your suggestion.
But see, it's so annoying because like my mom's like, what do you want? So then I have to take into account how much I think they want to spend at this point in life on a gift for me. So then I have to go like scour the internet for a gift that is not going to, you know, overextend them because I don't want them to go spend a lot of money on a gift on me at this point in their life. There's no need for that, right? So then I have to go find something like in the $25, $30 range that I would like. Whereas all I want for my mom, she has this extensive collection of jewelry, and all I want is for her to pass a piece of jewelry down to me. That's it. That's free. I just want her to go through her jewelry collection. But she's like, yeah, I'm going to do that. But what else can I give you? And I'm like, nothing. But she wants to give me a gift. And so then I'm like, well, figure it out. But then that's not good enough. And well, so now I have to go shop for myself. And I'm not trying to be ungrateful. It's just that I don't need anything. And so I don't need people to spend their money on me. Instead, you know, I don't know, bake me a cake.
I understand what you're saying. But if nobody got you anything for your birthday, there would be...
Oh, I'd be so sad.
Exactly. So it's... You're saying one thing, but you really don't mean it. There needs to be some sort of like balance. In other words, how about Jay, your husband? I really would like to have this. Maybe something that's a little bit more than what you would normally spend on yourself.
I mean, I want a horse,
okay,
right?
Okay, but you also want the Lululemon jacket. So tell him, I want the Lululemon jacket. And then he gets you the Lululemon jacket and then something else. Surprises you with a dinner at your favorite restaurant or whatever. There needs to be a little balance. Get exactly what you want. But also for your mom, pass down a piece of jewelry that she knows will make you happy and surprise you on your birthday by taking a trip in from Dallas or something, you know, so you get the gift and something thoughtful.
I mean, this is all fair. It just so defies the point of gift giving to me. I don't want anybody to tell me what you want. I want to just, through our conversations over the last year, make mental notes, which I do, and lists, which I do. And then surprise you with something you said in a conversation 8 months ago. And then, boom, I'm the best giver in the entire world.
Sarah, you are. And I will tell you that I come to you quite regularly for gift ideas. And you're fantastic. This is pardon the pun, a gift that you have. Your gift is getting people gifts. You're very good at that. But it's also not fair in the sense that you're expecting other people to be as good at something as you are. And we're just not. And you know what else I'm hearing? I'm hearing that it brings you joy for you to come up with the gift and for you to feel good about yourself. And you're thinking less about the person you're getting the gift for and more about how the whole experience is making you feel.
It's like I have to be selfless in gift giving and selfless in gift giving. It's just a lot of selflessness.
Well, for the record, Alex and I are going to take you up on your offer of not getting you anything for your birthday.
What?
Happy birthday!
I got you a gift. Oh my gosh.
My current record is 1,455 wins with only 124 losses. This morning, Sarah's going to be rooting for Tiffany. Tiffany lives in Kyle and commutes to North Austin where she works as a nurse.
Hey.
Let's welcome Tiffany to everybody's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Tiffany!
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, good luck to you. I really want you to win because we're so grateful for you and all your hard work and everybody that is putting their lives in danger to help out those that need it so desperately right now. So I'm going to leave the room. Sarah's going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Awesome. I look forward to beating you.
All right, Booker is out of the room.
Okay,
here we go. Question number 1. The latest trending topic on Twitter is hashtag replace Ellen. Who is Ellen married to?
Portia de Rossi.
It's been over a decade since the early 2000s, so BuzzFeed is looking back at some of the weirdest celebrity pairings from the turn of the century. And I don't know if this is so weird, but I definitely forgot it. Brad Pitt dated what actress right before he married Jennifer Aniston? And then started dating Angelina Jolie. Right before he dated Jennifer Aniston, he dated what actress that now sells a lot of lotions?
Gwyneth Paltrow?
So there's a list of storylines that were unnecessary. For example, they say Joey and Rachel's romance on Friends, completely an unnecessary storyline. Also, they say the existence of Ben on Friends. Whose son was Ben?
Ross.
NBC apparently was originally looking at John Cusack and Hugh Grant for the lead of their show, Hannibal. Instead, what actor is the lead of Hannibal? This is a hard question.
I don't know.
Okay, how about this? Forbes released their annual list of the world's most valuable sports team, and number one is a football team here in Texas. Who is the most valuable sports team?
Dallas Cowboys, my favorite.
All right. We'll bring him back in.
Okay.
Okay, let me text him. I've got to text him now.
Okay.
How'd it go here?
She got four right.
Oh, and dang.
The one she got wrong is like really hard. Like
really hard?
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so trending on Twitter, hashtag replace Ellen. People want to replace her, but her wife stands by her side. Who is Ellen married to?
Portia de Rossi.
So BuzzFeed is looking back at some of the weirdest celebrity pairings from the turn of the century. I don't know if this is weird, but I forgot they dated. Brad Pitt dated what actress before he married Jennifer Aniston, and then, of course, started dating Angelina Jolie? This actress now sells lotions and stuff.
Goop. Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't know that it's weird, because Gwyneth is just as weird as Angelina Jolie is, just in a different way.
She's not weird.
Who?
Gwyneth?
Angelina?
Gwyneth.
Gwyneth?
Gwyneth's not weird.
She's
weird. What way is she weird?
She's weird.
I don't believe you.
Conscious uncoupling? Come on, man.
So, a list of storylines that were unnecessary. For example, Joey and Rachel's romance on Friends. This list says unnecessary. Also, the existence of Ben on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Whose son is Ben?
I got nothing. Chandler Bing.
Nope. Ross.
Who else had kids?
Well, Ross had it from the OG, like the beginning. But then Jennifer Aniston had a baby.
On the show?
Emma. Yeah.
Okay.
And so did Courtney Cox.
I know this is ridiculous. This is one of the biggest shows in the history of television. I just never, ever, ever, ever watched it. So I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Did they get married on the show?
No. Ross had a baby with his wife, who then was decided to be, like, with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Ben. And then Courtney Cox and Monica and Chandler got married and had a baby.
Oh, okay.
Twins.
Well, so they had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Did they name it Ben?
Aniston and Ross. No, Ross's first son was named Ben.
Okay.
You're confusing me. And you're also calling me out on like deep Friends, and I'm just like rattling this off the top of my head. What? Okay. NBC was originally looking at John Cusack and Hugh Grant for the lead in Hannibal. Instead, who got the lead of Hannibal? This is the hard question.
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Silence of the Lambs, easily one of my favorite movies of all time. I could tell you everything about that film, but I did not watch the TV show Hannibal, so I have no idea.
This is a really hard question. His name is Mads Mikkelsen, and then also on that show is Claire Danes' man, Hugh Dancy, who I love, who you probably know who he is because
he's also been in
Homeland.
I think he was in Homeland. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I say, without even seeing the guy, if his name is Mads Mikkelsen, then he would probably play a perfect Hannibal actor. So,
yes.
Good casting.
Forbes released their annual list of the world's most valuable sports team. Number one is a team here in Texas.
Dallas Cowboys, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another little fun fact about Dallas. I texted Sarah and told her earlier this week, the world's busiest airport for the last 3 months, another weird outcome of the pandemic, is DFW. How about that? Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. The busiest airport in the world.
Wow.
Okay, well, wow. How about this? Tiffany and Kyle, congratulations.
Yay!
My name is Brad Booker from Austin, Texas, and I cannot beat Tiffany. Wow.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Coming up next, Carolyn met Will at the farmer's market, and she has not been able to find him since. So we tracked him down. We're going to see if he's single and interested in going out. It's Misconnections in just minutes on Mix 94.7. And when you download that radio.com app, you can listen to us anywhere you stream music.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The Norwegian Cruise Line has halted operations after 36 crew members and 4 passengers tested positive for coronavirus this week. Really? Norway? You're running a cruise line already? I know things are better in Europe than they are here, but a cruise line is the last thing you should reopen. Right after cuddle parties and harmonica rentals. Really? I mean, a ship itself is bad enough, but cruises also stop and drop off the virus in every coastal town like a giant Motley Crue tour bus.
Someone caught your eye? Booker, Alex, and Sarah will track them down. It's time for Misconnections on Mix 94.7.
All right. We're here to help because dating in 2020 is difficult enough. Last thing you need to do is find the perfect person and let them slip away. We're going to find it for you. It's Misconnections. Sarah, say hi to Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
You let the guy of your dreams get away. Or maybe he's the guy of your dreams. I mean, because anybody that juggles tomatoes to me is like,
what?
That's what it says right here. I don't know what this means. So please fill in the blanks.
Well, I was at a farmer's market 2 weekends ago.
Okay.
And there's this super cute guy selling veggies representing a farm in the hill country. He was really talkative and chatty. And yeah, he juggled tomatoes. And he helped me pick out some cucumbers and onions, and he even threw one in for me, or a couple, I guess. So I went back last week kind of with the mission to continue the flirting, you know, to see if he was on board, but he wasn't there.
Oh.
So I kind of wanted to know if we can track him down.
So you are ready to be here, and the tomato guy is lagging behind, so you want him to catch up.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Yep. It took a while to get there, though. He really had to guide us.
I'm here for you all week long.
Thank you.
We know his farm. We got a description of him. We do not know his name. We called the farm and asked if they had a hot farmer. What we found out is they actually hire people to help sell at the farmer's market in the summer, and they don't know who was working 2 weeks ago. But they gave us a list of five names. We called all five and found out who it was, and we have him on the phone. His name is Will. I'm going to connect you if you're ready to talk to Will, Carolyn.
Yeah.
We're 99% positive that this is him.
Okay? He's the hot farmer.
He's the hot farmer that juggles tomatoes. Wow. If this is not Austin, I don't know what is. Hey, Will.
What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for agreeing to come on with us. So here's the lowdown. The reason we asked you to join us is because Carolyn, who is on the phone now, would like to say hi.
Oh, hi.
Carolyn was at the farmer's market a couple of weeks ago, and she said that you were very, very talkative and chatty and very cute, and you helped her pick out some produce and threw in a couple for her, and you were juggling tomatoes, and she's like, I got to get a hold of this guy. So she, full disclosure, went back to try to find you, and you weren't there.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Tell you what, I started that job about 6 months ago, and I've been picking up so many girls, you have no idea. See what I'm talking about.
Are we talking
about? What's up, Carolyn? How you doing?
Oh, my God.
I like your swagger. Well, I appreciate it. So before we move on, I'm guessing that the answer is going to be yes, but you are single, right?
Oh, yeah.
And do you remember Carolyn at all?
You know, I don't, but that's, I mean, I meet so many, like, you know, cute girls, but maybe she was wearing cowboy boots. I don't, maybe.
Carolyn, were you wearing cowboy boots?
No.
Yeah. No, not in the summer. Who wears the cowboy boots in the heat?
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I see it all the time, like a little spring dress.
Yeah, but not in the morning. No, you wear flip-flops,
oh,
sandals.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Birkenstocks.
Well, I
Crocs.
Know. So there's some people that wear cowboy boots all the time, no matter what. Winter,
that's
spring,
true.
Summer, or fall. All you got to do is call.
Thank you.
Hey, Will, do me a favor. I'm going to put you on hold for just a quick second. We got to figure something out, okay? Hang on real quick.
All right.
Thanks. Carolyn, this guy seems a little weird. Is this the same dude that you were talking to?
It sounds like it, but yeah, he's better at flirting than talking about himself, so yeah.
Do you want us to move on and like try to connect you guys?
No.
Really?
Okay.
He just awesome. He kind of came across as a little cocky to me. That's why I was like,
yeah,
because you seem really like reserved.
Sweet.
And chill, and he seems a little over the top.
A little over the top for sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is fun, but I'm good, thank you though.
Okay, well, this is very anticlimactic. Hey, Will.
Booker, you got it. Okay.
What? You want to say it?
Hey.
No, I want to say it.
Sarah wants to talk to you.
No. This is all
hey,
you.
Sarah.
This is
hey,
your boy.
How you doing, girl?
It's your boy.
You,
what's up? It's your boy.
How you doing, girl? Hey, man, we were just talking to Carolyn. It sounds to me like maybe she had the wrong guy.
You know what? That's all right, though, because you know what? I'm going to be there every day.
Okay. Perfect.
So go back.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
See you guys there, man. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.